CNBC Markets Now is brought to you by TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter.
Stocks sank to a new 7-week low as investors continue to fixate on the path for interest rates as earnings reports so far draw a mixed response. The S&P 500 fell 1% Wednesday with a couple of rally attempts unable to catch hold and recent leaders among bank and energy stocks handing back some recent gains. Bank of America managed a small gain after reporting strong results, though its big finance peers remained under pressure. Treasury yields eased back slightly, removing them as an immediate culprit for the equity weakness, with the 10-year settling at 1.84%, down from a 2-year high of 1.9% overnight. Some of the more speculative groups that peaked many months ago and led the growth stock correction found some relief, with cloud software shares lifting off highly depressed levels. Whether a sign that the worst is over for the broad market or just amounting to a reflex bounce, only time will tell. With the S&P 500 now more than 5% off record highs, it's right where bidders rushed in aggressively in 2021. So far in the new year, though, buyers have been a bit slower to pounce. With your CNBC Markets Now update, I'm Mike Santoli.